Navigation. What do you want to do?
The voice of the V90 cross-country T6 all-wheel drive wagon that Volvo loaned us is a little harsh sounding.
Say the zip code.
But if you have 55 grand for a car, we'd still recommend it. They supercharged and turbocharged a 2-liter engine. That's the same size as a Toyota Corolla's, but it makes almost twice the horsepower at 316 while still getting 30 miles per gallon highway. It's more aerodynamic than the new Chevrolet Corvette, with about half the rear cargo space of a Toyota RAV4. If you can add on $2,800 more, we recommend the lounge package that includes massaging seats in a Swedish car. What we don't recommend is what came on top of our loaner. Volvo made the V90 sleeker than a Vette, but someone mounted a cargo carrier on it. It made it louder in the wind as it created what seemed like a high school physics aerodynamics problem.
Yesterday we were working on the AP classroom.
That we took to
Mark Cowley, physics teacher and science department head.
At Green Canyon High School.
Terribly inefficient for cars. It's one of those, if you look at a car, how it's designed to be aerodynamic, to be able to move through the air without a lot of drag. And so when you put skis on top or you put a luggage rack on top, it's one of those that it reduces that efficiency of the car, increasing drag on the car.
Studies comparing racks on and off, published online, averaged a 10% loss in gas mileage. Consumer Reports threw a rack and a pod on top of a Nissan Altima and saw a 19% drop. So why would people leave racks and bins up there when they're not hauling stuff?
I think they want to look cool. Let everybody know that they ski or snowboard or maybe you're looking for a vacation to go on.
I don't think they're cool at all.
Physics student Porter Levi says besides the drag,
it looks like you're in a constant state of being a soccer mom.
Mileage results look a little better for carrying your stuff on the rear of the car, like in hitch-mounted units. If you take the rack off your Volvo, you can relax, getting your full gas mileage and a massage. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brian Champagne.